Yourself Miracle Session 8, Accelerating Yourself Miracle. Hey, it's great to be back with you again with the penultimate session of Yourself Miracle. This session is called Accelerating Yourself Miracle, and all will become clear very, very soon. I've told you before that it's very important to review how you're doing. So now I want to review what you have learnt so far, the key points in the course, so that you can see just how much you've progressed and the actions you've taken. Okay, relax for a while, here we go. At the beginning, you learnt that the main reason that people are not successful is that they don't know what they want. Success basically consists of three steps: deciding what you want, planning how you'll do it, and then doing it. You learnt that you have two very different minds, your conscious and subconscious, and they perform two very important roles in your life. Your conscious mind is your gatekeeper. With your help, it controls what goes into your subconscious, good or bad. Your subconscious is your powerhouse, responsible for your intuition and providing you with tools and techniques to achieve what you want. You also have two opposing forces within you, your higher and lower self. Your higher self is your total positive force and will guide you to your desires. Your lower self is the opposite, a negative force that will stop you achieving, majoring on small issues in life. Your thoughts are responsible for what you have or don't have in your life right now. Each of your desires needs an associated emotional driver to give it true meaning and conjure up powerful emotions within you to push you forward and achieve your desires. The success process is a continuous one. Once you've achieved one set of desires, then just kick in another set. We all have irrational fears which prevent us from being who we want to be in life. Just face them head on and in a short time they will melt away. We learn to generate a number of desires in different life areas and then assess them using the SMART test: specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timing. Then you need to devise a plan, and the best way to start this is using the key question technique, where you take 20 to 30 minutes of quiet time and focus on a specific question related to achieving your desire or solving a particular problem. This is a very powerful technique that works every time. I also advise you not to communicate your desires and plans with negative people. This will waste your energy neutralizing their comments. Then we discuss breaking your plans down into daily, weekly, and monthly actions. By taking daily actions, you confirm to your subconscious that you truly want to achieve your desire. Your subconscious will reward you with ideas and solutions to achieve what you want. I made the point about the importance of how much time you can devote to your desires and stressed that you should not take on too many desires, as this will spread your time too thinly. It's best to focus on one or two desires and really go for them. Then we looked at ways to squeeze more time from your day. The dead time concept relates to traveling or waiting time that you can use to work on or at least think about your daily actions. I told you there were going to be times where you're not going to finish everything you planned for a variety of reasons. Don't beat yourself up when this happens. Just commit yourself to completing the unfinished task the next day. I suggested the concept of an imaginary boss to you. This person will nag you if you don't achieve or start slacking and will congratulate you when you follow through on your actions. Controlling your thoughts is the key to your success. It is very important that you neutralize any negative thoughts with positive ones. If a negative thought appears, just think about something positive, like achieving your desires, for example. The key question technique is very powerful in neutralizing persistent negative thoughts that would otherwise dominate you and promote your lower self. If you receive negatives from others, just shrug these off as an opinion. If it's criticism, just evaluate it to see whether it's good or bad. If it's good, reinforce it. And if it's bad, shrug it off as opinion. You will build an iron resolve through persistence. Use the law of inertia to help break procrastination and other lower self traits. This law requires it will take effort to push you through the bad trait, but then momentum will gather in the opposite direction, pushing you further away from it. Learn to be honest with yourself, to understand what weaknesses you need to work on in order to succeed. Lying to yourself is crazy and can be overcome by asking yourself questions. The traits that you need to build your iron resolve are start, prioritize, focus, persistence, review, and organization. Once you've mastered all of these, you will truly have an iron resolve. Then we looked at building your confidence. The opposite of confidence is fear. And again, I stress to you that the best way to overcome your fears is to tackle them head on. Just do whatever it is you're afraid of. In order to be truly confident, you must have high respect for yourself. This can be quickly developed by using positive thought techniques and to eradicate the self-berating that most people do. If you stand up with your head high and take a deep breath, this will make you feel more confident. Whenever you go in public, walk with a confident strut. You can create a higher degree of confidence whenever you want by creating an emotional anchor. I recommend that you create a very positive emotion in your body, then at its peak, squeeze your thumb and forefinger together to create an anchor. Also, I recommended that you develop the power of listening. In the last session, we looked at gratitude and giving. You need to stop complaining about your life. Stop being a victim or a why me merchant. And be grateful for what you have. Also, dedicate some of your time and money to giving with your heart. If you give, you will truly receive. Wow. That was a very quick summary of the things we have covered in Your Self Miracle up to now. I have put you through a lot in the previous sessions, but believe me, it's for your own benefit. Congratulate yourself for taking all of this on board and going for it. Get your imaginary boss to give you that well-deserved promotion. You are now your self-development department head. Now, I'm sure you've worked through some of the stuff in Your Self Miracle. As you've done this, you may have experienced the odd twinge of doubt or disbelief that these easy-to-apply techniques can really change your life. Now, I have to tell you, this is normal, and you shouldn't be afraid of this. The way to eliminate these doubts is to repeat the techniques on a consistent basis. It will work, and you will see fantastic results from this. The point of this session is to help you reinforce your belief in you and your abilities, and also to accelerate the whole process for you. When I was testing these techniques to generate my own success, I had these doubt twinges as well. I knew I was on the right path and that consistent use would prevail, but I was impatient and wanted results fast. So I did a lot of research and found a very easy technique that did just that. That technique is self-hypnosis. Now, don't get skeptical. This is not some kind of black magic voodoo I'm laying on you here. It's a technique that has helped people for centuries and is very easy to apply. What you're going to do with my help is to create a self-hypnosis recording of your own voice, which reinforces all that you have learned and will drive you effortlessly to achieving your desires. So why didn't you create this for me, Sledge? Well, there's two reasons why I didn't do that. The first is that you need to add your own desires into the recording. This is absolutely key. The second is that it's been proved that you will respond to your own voice much better than you will respond to mine. What I will provide for you is a script that you can use and just fill in the blanks with your desires. And in this session, I will explain how self-hypnosis works, the important points to remember when creating your own self-hypnosis recording, the voice tones to use, and so on. Now, if this sounds like a lot of work, I can tell you it isn't. It should only take you around an hour or less to create something that you can use over and over again and will be of significant benefit to you. So what tools do you need to create this masterpiece? Well, you will need to find a microphone for your computer if you don't already have one. Now, you don't need to go crazy here and buy the latest top of the range voice recording microphone, just something of reasonable quality so your recorded voice is clear enough for you to understand it. I also advise that you obtain some software that you can turn your sound recordings into MP3 files. The reason that I recommend MP3 is that it will take up much less space on your computer than other formats, and it's easy to make it portable. I've provided you with some links to sound recording and MP3 software on your website link. I would also strongly advise that you invest in a small MP3 player. Now, I'm not suggesting you go and spend a load of money on an iPod or other expensive player here, just a cheap and cheerful MP3 player for a few dollars. The reason for this is that I want you to listen to your recording every night before you go to sleep. If you have a laptop computer, you could drag this to bed with you, but it's a bit impractical and you will probably fall asleep at the end of your session. Don't even think about listening to your self-hypnosis recording when you're driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. I'm warning you now, it's very serious. So, why is self-hypnosis so great then, Sledge? Well, what self-hypnosis does is put you in a relaxed state so that the suggestions that follow will be accepted straight into your subconscious mind. It clears the clutter for you and relaxes you at the same time. It really is the dog's chops. All you have to do is listen. Whether you consciously hear or remember the suggestions you will give yourself through your recording is not relevant. Because your subconscious never sleeps, it will hear all of it. The more times you play the recording, the faster you will embed these suggestions. This all means faster results for you. After only a few days of experimenting with self-hypnosis, I saw remarkable results. My energy levels were higher than they'd ever been. New ideas and solutions for solving problems came to me very quickly. The number of negative thoughts I received was diminishing rapidly, and my passion to achieve my desires had never been higher. It's like a supercharger, and you can use it as often as you want. I used my recording for a couple of weeks straight, night after night, then didn't use it for a while. When I needed a top up, I just listened to it again for a few nights, and hey presto, all my juices were flowing again. Just imagine what it would have been like if I had listened to my recordings every day. Before we really go into this, I want to clear up a few misunderstandings and myths about self-hypnosis. When you are under self-hypnosis, you will not lose self-control. You have probably seen the TV hypnotists that turn men and women into Elvis and Michael Jackson on stage. This is just entertainment. You have total control. When you read the script, you will see that its contents are totally devoted to your self-development. Secondly, self-hypnosis cannot be used to make you do things you would not do normally. And you are always in control of your mind and aware of what's going on. And finally, yes, you will always wake up. Now, I want to share with you one other very important fact. If you believe this will work for you, it will. If you're skeptical, it may still work, but I get tremendous results when I believe in it. Everyone can tap into the fantastic powers of self-hypnosis, but I want to give you a few important hints before we start. Firstly, don't try to make something happen. This is natural, but you need to just let it happen. This takes some getting used to, but just believe the things you want will happen. And don't try and analyze everything. Don't watch for some symptom or other feeling of self-hypnosis. No two people will have the same experience with self-hypnosis. The effects may be very quick for you, or they may take a little time. Stick with it and you will be rewarded. Self-hypnosis is a skill like any other, and you need to persevere. Use your iron resolve. Your self-hypnosis sessions will follow a distinct process. Relaxation, deepening, suggestion application, and termination. The script that I have prepared for you follows this process and is identical to the one I use to help me achieve my desires. I am not a qualified hypnotist and I have no desire to be one, but I tailored this from a professional hypnosis script. To record the script, notice the parts that I have labeled normal relaxed tone and slower softer tone. You use a normal relaxed tone at the beginning and end of the session to put you into and take you out of hypnosis. A normal relaxed tone would be like this. I'm starting my self-hypnosis session now. From now until I say wake up, I will get more and more relaxed and focus within myself. A slower, softer tone would be like this. As I continue to be deeply relaxed, and to become even more relaxed, I am thinking about my suggestions. When you're telling yourself to relax, put some emphasis on it, like relax. And that's all there is to it. Now, please treat this as a serious exercise. If you start laughing when you're recording, then stop recording and edit over that part. You will severely diminish the effectiveness of your recording if you're laughing in it. I have added suggestions to the script about the material we have covered. All you have to do is add your own personal desires to the script where I have indicated. And of course, as you achieve desires and create new ones, you can then just replace them. Most people find it best to practice self-hypnosis lying down in a comfortable position for maximum relaxation. Avoid distractions at all costs. You don't want to be interrupted. If you share a bed at night, it's best to let your partner know you mustn't be disturbed to avoid any difficult situations. I want to strongly encourage you to use self-hypnosis to accelerate your self-miracle. But you're going to hear something now that might shock you. If you feel uncomfortable about self-hypnosis, and there is no real reason to feel like this, then you don't have to use it. You've already learned most of the material, and if you follow through on this, which I know you will, then you will be successful. Consider the self-hypnosis script as an option to speed things up for you. I can't praise it highly enough, but it really is up to you. Okay, to end this session, please answer the 10 questions on the webpage link that you received with this recording. It's a kind of revision test, if you like, before I send you the final part of your self-miracle called your daily self-miracle. Until the next time then, my friend, go for it. And remember, I'm watching you.